Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Chapter 2 of the new year is at hand. It hardly seems right the January Act should have escaped so calmly in these parts. Believe it or not, shadows have shortened, and daylight is steadily tagging on more minutes, though barely noticeable on cloud-covered days. Somewhat surprisingly, we are quickly approaching the Ojibwe full sucker moon. It will light up our northern universe after only the second verse of February. And this lunar happening comes one day beyond the annual weather prognostication visit from the whistle pig, woodchuck, groundhog. Whew! Month 2 is already a blur. Old Man Winter has been a slacker in our area for the third straight week. While off doing his thing in other parts of the country, his lack of attention to business around here is wearing on folks who really live for the characters of the season. Conditions of the past week have been above the norm temperature-wise, although our snow depth has not been noticeably depleted. Current snow depths range from about 1.5 feet to over 2 feet in the mid-trail, with lesser amounts as one gets to trail's end. With many gray days recently, those pregnant-looking clouds haven't delivered much, in spite of a minor few inches earlier this week. One happening of note is the water bubbling from deep within Mother Earth has now begun to trickle out from dammed-up frozen road culverts. The Milepine has a few areas where growing ponds are flooding the travel portion of our pathway. Remembering February can be every bit as ouchy as her kin just passed, this winter leakage will eventually build into many glaciers when deep winter cold makes a rerun engagement. Folks residing where this winter leaking dumps into area lakes are telling me shoreline ice has developed quite a layer of slush just under the snowy crust. So whereas the ice beneath is probably pretty safe, getting to it might find one's boots filled with icy liquid. It appears the best ice for travel is out in the middle, at least here on the Gunflint Gal. A couple snowmobilers who travel Gunflint Lake to their fishing spots tell about the ride being miserably rough due to pressure ridges and drifted snow. Their description compares sledding to being worse than boating on those big roller days of summer. Inland cross-country skiers are finding delightful conditions, with tolerable temps and fantastic groomed trails. Businesses on the cross-country trail circuits are raving about this year being one of the best in years. Meanwhile, other activities such as dog sled rides and horse-drawn sleigh rides are enjoying bustling schedules. While ice fishing is always good, the actual catching part has been having its ups and downs. Though fellows I know tell there are plenty of fish to be caught, and they know just where to pull them through the ice. So having a fillet of fish is no problem. The Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon is now history. The entourage of dogs and mushers quietly pawed their way to mid-trail of the Gunflint this past Monday, even a bit ahead of schedule. Amidst pleasant midday temps and beautiful falling snow, in the matter of a few hours, this winter quiet spot in the road grew into a short-term mini-city. Handsome athletic pooches, busy handlers, doggy doctors, support rigs of all design and sizes, plus a myriad of working officials, volunteers, and observers engulfed the mandatory 4-hour stopover site with a hum of activity. It's hard to fathom the many styles and colors of winter wear gear that was on display, some fashion extravaganza. Even the performing athletes took to their rest time under a rainbow of blankets and other such coverings. What a colorful event. Previous Bear Grease runs have come into the area at night. Arriving as the teams did this year, during daylight hours, provided race enthusiasts a chance to get a great up-close look at the stars of John Bear Grease's historic long-distance mail run reenactment. Then, in what seemed like the blink of an eye, break time and vet check was over, and the canine teams were to be off once again. Their energy and exuberance goes unmatched. They howled and pranced to get going toward the halfway point turnaround at Gunflint Lake. The marathon journey's final leg, some 150 miles back down the Superior Shore Corridor to near Duluth, concluded Wednesday morning. Talk about endurance, toughness, determination, and love between man and dog. This adventure has it all. A big salute goes out to everyone involved, making this annual commemorative celebration a huge success. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a Gunflint adventure trek.